Okay, so today is Daf Lamed Dalet. We're up to the Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. So the Gemara first quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Amar Rabbi Lezer, Bamed Mar Murim Arei Halavim, Abal Arei Yisrael Osin." Right? There was a whole thing about changing the topography of Eretz Yisrael and all these things that you can't go from a Sada to a Migrash, a Migrash to a Sada, from a Migrash to an Ear, to an Ear to a Migrash. That was in an Ear Levium. Rabbi Lezer said that's only an Ear Levi, but in an Ear Yisrael, the only thing you can't do is go from an ear to a midrash, because you don't want to destroy the settlements in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara then says, "The kulian lamia," but nevertheless, according to everybody, "bid leviim lo mishanina." When it comes to the arei leviim, we may not change the levi. May not change the city. So you can't go from a midrash. You can't change from a midrash to a sadeh. Minon imili. How do you know that? How do you know that the cities of the leviim have to stay as is? Amr of Elazar, the Amr Krok, because the Pasuk says, the Gabe, this is by the Mechira of the Levi, which sells his Nachla. It says, Usadei Migrash Areya Moyimacher. The stay Migrash of the cities should not be sold. What does it should be sold? That's Gmares. What does it mean, Lo Yimacher? How is it possible to actually be literally, don't sell? Ilim Lo Yimacher Cloud, if it means don't sell literally, Bahami Dixiv, the Pasuk says afterwards, it says, Geulas Olam Piel Levium. The Levium always have the opportunity to redeem the land. Well, what are they redeeming if they can't sell? Clearly they can sell, and then they can redeem it. So what does Lo Yimacher mean? It says, Mechlad Demizadni. When it says, the Geulas Olam Mechlad Demizadni. Elamai Lo Yimacher. What's Lo Yimacher? Lo Yishana. They shouldn't change their cities from a Migrash to a Sadeh, from a Sadeh to a Migrash. They should leave it as is. Right. The Mishnah then said, Hakohanim VeHalevim Mochrim LaOlam VeGolim LaOlam. They can always sell. Rashi has a couple in similes. Rashi here explains this line, and Rashi in Daf Gimel explains the line. Rashi here, when he explains the line, he rejects his papers that he makes on Daf Gimel. So it's interesting over here. But Kohanim VeHalevim Mochrim LaOlam VeGolim LaOlam. So it's not about him. Learn to the Brisa. Right, the Pasuk says, Varei HaLevim Batayir Achuzas Geulas Olam Tiyeh LaLevim. Right, they always have the right to redeem it. So Matam Alomer, what's the touch pasuk come to teach us that they always have the right to redeem what they sold? The fish in Emar, because it says by the Mechira of Yisrael Steyachuzah. So we can juxtapose what happens by Steyachuzah to what happens to the Nachla of Levium. The fish in Emar, Bimispar Shnei Tzvuos Yimacher Lach, that the Mechira of a regular Steyachuzah is minimum 2 years. We've learned that a few times, that it's Bimispar Shnei Tzvuos Yimacher Lach, that you have, if you sell it, you cannot redeem it after 2 years. So Yochel Abzeh Kain, so you would think that even if a Levi sells his field, then he also may not redeem it until 2 years from the sale. Tamalom, therefore the Pasuk comes and says, Geulas Olam Tiyeh Leviim, that he can go forever. No problem, there's no time restraint. He can be redeemed the field even prior to 2 years elapsing from the moment of the sale. That Geulas Olam Tiyeh Leviim. Again, Lefish and Emar also says, by Steyachuzah, V'haya hasadeh b'tzeso b'yova kodesh l'Hashem, that if nobody redeems the stay achuzah, right, either no one redeems it or somebody else redeems it, right, and then what happens, it goes to Kohanim when it comes to Yovel. So yochel avzeh kein, so maybe you think the same thing applies to the sadeh of a Levi that was makdish to field, Tamad Lomar, Geulas Olam to Levium, that it does not go out to the Kohanim on Yovel. The Levi, I'm assuming the Kohen also, has the right to redeem his field even post Yovel. Then, Lefish and Emar, it also says now by the concept of the Elabayas and the Ir Mukachoma, it says, Vekam Habayas, Asher Be'ir, Asher Lochomas Litzmisus, right, that after you, that if you don't redeem it within a year, in the Batei Rechoma, the purchaser has now a full title to it forever. Yochel Avzeh Kein. So you think the same thing would apply to the house of a Levi in the Batei Rechoma, that it would then revert to the purchaser forever. Tamar Lomar, therefore the Pasuk says, Geulas Olam Tiyeh Leviim, that they always can redeem it forever. So now again, we learned three things, right, that it's not like the regular property of Yisrael in three ways. Number one, we said that you don't have to wait 2 years. Number two, Yovel doesn't go back on Yovel. And number three, for the Batei Rechoma, it doesn't go to the purchaser after 1 year. So Gemara says, Bishma Hanitarti Lechaye. I understand the first two cases. I understand why I need the Pasuk to teach me that the Levium have the Ula forever. Because a situation could arise by a Levi. A Levi has a field. A Levi has another field. I'm talking about a Levi has a field, whether he sells it or he's makdish it. But elabate orachom levi mi isle mi islehu. Where is it possible for a Levi to have a house in an irachoma? The assumption being is that the Arei HaLeviim do not have walls. So how is it possible for a Levi to have a bayis achuza in the Batei Erechoma? He doesn't have any property, doesn't have a house in the Batei Erechoma, Mukachoma. Basan, Dhanya, we have the following brisa. It talks about the Arayos HaLeviim, right? So it says, Arim HaLohu, these cities that are given to Leviim, Ein Osin Osim Lo Kvarim Kitanim. You don't make them too small. You don't want them to be too small. Rashi says you don't want to make them too small because on the left side, the Enosim Ari Ketanim, the Fishahain Ari Miklat, because all the Batei Leviim are also second as in Ir Miklat, Uba Enosh Yisham Yishuv Lebayis Manos Larosim. You need to be big enough that the guy can go and hide. Although you don't want to go Adam in this small little village, he can find them easily and then do what he wants to do. So it can't be too small. So Enosim look for him Ketanim. Below Krachim Gedolim, and you can't make it too big. Make it too big, Rashi says, because everyone's going to come there on marketplace, and the Goldam has easy access in and out of the city. He's going to be there often. If he keeps coming every Monday and Thursday, he's going to end up finding the Horeg Bishogeg. So what do you have to do? Ella Ayaros Beinunis. You have to make it these middle-sized cities. The assumption being that these middle-sized cities do not have walls. I don't know why that's the assumption, but that's what it says. Rashi says, Ella Ayaros Beinunis below Choma. Rashi adds that in. I mean, that's the assumption, that they're not these mega cities, this is regular middle-sized cities that do not have walls. So if they don't have walls, how do you have a case of a Levi and his bias in a walled city? So Amar of Kahana, says, there's no problem. Khan Shehukaf Ulvasop Yashav, the Brisa, which says that the Leviim, the Brisa that talks about the Leviim do have a bias in the Yerkoma, that's talking about a city that was originally walled, and then they established the city. But Kan, but with the Brisa says that the Leviim, sorry, the other way around. But Kan says, look, Kansha Hukaf Ula Basof Yoshev. That we say that the Brisa, that the Arei Leviim are not Mukas Choma, that means that they weren't Mukav Choma.
Then they settled it.
So that's not considered Mukav Choma. Right? Lo Mishkachas Ula Leviim, about Yoshev, Basof Hukaf, Mishkachas Ula Leviim. So right. Just tell me that they live in a city that was originally walled and then they settled, that doesn't happen. But it's possible that they lived in a regular city and then they encircled it with a wall. So that's what we're talking about. The Gemara says, if they have a city that was given to them and then they made the wall around it, why is that considered an irmuk of Choma? It doesn't have to be an irmuk, they say it outside. In order to be an irmuk of Choma, it has to be mukav mizman Yoshua, which means that it already had a wall before they settled it. So this doesn't count as a walled city. So v'ki ha'gavna mi'havei choma. Why is this going to be considered a walled city? V'atanya, we have the following brisa, right? The pasuk says the ish ki yimkor base moshav ir choma, talking about the bais in the ir choma. So and they learn from there that it was moshav ir choma that they sat in a walled city, that it was shohukaf ulubasof yashav. It was originally walled and then they sat in the city. V'losha yashav ulubasof hukaf, and not that you first established the city and then you walled it, because yachol you would have thought. I feel he kufa Yisrael. Maybe that it would count if the Bnei Yisrael, after they settled the land, they made a wall. So nemar kam choma can't be. Nemar choma says here choma, but nemar lahalon it says by the kibush of the land. So it's talking about the kibush of Og Melech Habashan's land. It says kol eli arim bitzuros choma v'ohad v'sayim v'riach. Those are walled cities. So ma lahalon, just like it says by the case of Og, it's the Ovek Chavim who made the walled city. So too when it says that Ir Kiyim base Moshe of Ir Choma, it's about a Choma that was made by the Goyim beforehand. Meaning it has to have been pre-existing. The wall had to be pre-existing. So Yachal Afilu Hikufa Ovi Chachovim La'achamikain. So maybe all you need is that the Goyim has to put up the wall. So let's just say have a non-wall city, Jews move in and hire the Goyim to build a wall. So Yachal, right, Yachal Afilu Hikufa Ovi Chachovim La'achamikain. So never La'achamikain Choma. But never come home, Choma. It says Choma there. It says Choma here. Malahon is over there. Ovik Choma Kolim. It talks about a walled city that was walled by the Goyim before we entered Eretz Yisrael. Afkan is Avodik Choma Kolim. It's only constitutes a walled city that it was a walled by the Goyim before we entered Eretz Yisrael. I don't know why the Gemara just doesn't say it has to be an Yerusha Mukum Choma is Mani Yoshua and then none of the cities were walled at the time. Only those cities at that time, not anything post to Yeshua. But okay. Same idea. In order to be considered a walled city, it had to be walled before we came into Eretz Yisrael. So Taras Rav Yosef explained, Targuma Rav Yosef read the Rav Sala Chasida, Tamei the Rav Papa, he goes, Shenaflu Lahen, Hein Umigusheyen. What happens is, Venaflu Lahen, Rashi explains, is that the Goro of Meyoshua, we're talking about originally, they got a walled city. When they gave out the 48 cities for the Levium, one of them was walled. So they got a walled city, Hein Umigusheyen, right? Because Shemu Kapas Koma, their whole thing, it was walled when they got it. So Gemara says, wait a second. We know that, we just said that the Ari Levium cannot have a wall.
So the Ari Miklat
type of wall. All Ari Levium doubled as Ari Miklat. There were six.
Correct.
There were six that were. Right, there were six specified ones. And those all applied. So,
those six weren't all walls?
Apparently not. I don't know. Seems to say that they were not walled. Because otherwise, the Gemara would have just answered, oh, we're talking about the Ari Miklat. I don't know. So, Hein Migrashayim, so Gemara says, Hein Migrashayim and Mistru Kamei. If they got a walled city, we know that they're going to destroy it. Rashi says, He the Amar, just on the days, Ain't also some Tir Mikrachim. You can't have walled cities for the Levian. So if they got a walled city in the Goral, we know that wall is about to go down. That wall is going to go down. Right? The Mistru Kamei. It's standing to be destroyed. So Amar Rashi says, no, the whole thing about the lima that we had about Bias Arechoma in a walled city of Levium, it's only for this type of city that was given to them in the Goral with the wall, and the time period is before the wall was taken down. So Amar Rashi Itzterif, Sakatat Chamina Ad-Mystery, that the fact that you would think that it's going to fall down, that until you knock it down, it's not down. Ad-Mystery, Im is Davin Lifatu. So someone, if a Levi sold, it's going to go down in 3 years. It takes 3 years to knock the wall down. Right? So, the Levi sells it in year one, and now it's year two, you would have had to have a meeting to think that maybe now belongs to the purchaser, Le'olam. So therefore, Kamash Malan, that this Pasuk says that it goes in Le'olam. That even, nevertheless, even though it's in the walled city, they can go in Le'olam. Pasuk asks a good question. He says, Vim Tomer, my knock to me not im nistiru. Who cares if they knock it down? Kaven Shahayu Mukobus Choma Meikara. We said we had a lima that as long as the city had a wall at that time, that's considered a walled city, even if the wall no longer exists. Because that's this case. It had a wall at that time. So what's it going to knock it down? What is knocking it down take? How does that take away the status of Nia Muka Koma? So Tosfos has two answers. Right? He says V'yesh Lomar the Asya Kerabalazar of Yosef. I think that's the wrong year. So Asya. Where's that gimel? Right, Ka'asya, and Mamabez, Ka'asya, from Glutz Ben Yossi, who doesn't hold this. Or you can say, Shani Hacha, it's different here. Because here, it's not that the wall fell down. The wall is, the intent is to take the wall down from day one. So it's as if the wall was never there. It's like a very lumbish report. Because since you have the intent, that Kolorola Bila Kabila Tommy, it's a Kolorola Lister Kalista Tommy, since you had the intent to take it down immediately, it's as if the wall was never there. He says, Shani Hacha, Kevin Shem Riuyos, Shelo Yelehen Choma, Lo Torah lehen kedushas chomer sherei kolu mekein ki ilu lo haisam eolam. It's as if they were never there, so it doesn't fall into that category. Okay. The last stretch of the Gemara. Tanya Rabbanan. Okay. The Brisa says by the makdish of your field, right? If you makdish your field, right, and somebody else redeems it, right? If I makdish my field and someone else my stay field and someone else redeems it, says v'haya asad debetseis ubiyova kolos Hashem, it remains in the property of Kodesh, it's the bride amongst the Kohanim, Kistei Acherim L'Kohen T'yechuz Oso. It has the same din, as the Stecher. If I give a Cher to my field, if I Cher my field, it goes to the Kohanim. It goes to the Kohanim. So my Talmud Lomar, what is the Pasuk of saying Kistei Acherim? What is extra by comparing it to a Stecherim? Why don't we just say L'Kohen T'yechuz Oso? What are the words Stecherim coming to it's just like a stecher. What's that coming to teach us? Gemara says, teach us the following. Minayin lekohen shehikdush stechermo. Case would be as follows. I'm a kohen. I'm not, but I'm a kohen. Okay? And I received, and you were machrim your field, whether you did it stam or whatever, you were machrim your field to the kohen. So I get a portion of it now. I happen to have been there in the base of minutes at the time. I get a portion. So now I have a portion of your field. Now what do I do as the kohen? Now I'm machrim that field. So if I'm makdish that field, now if I don't redeem it when it comes time to Yovel, that field goes back into the pot and is redistributed to the other Kohanim. This causes arguments to me. No, what's he going to say? Because minayin lekohen shehik tishtei chermo shelo yomar. He can't say hoel be yodsei lekohanim, since it goes to the kohanim in Yovel, and I'm already a kohen. Varei he tachas yadi, and it's really my field. It's not really tachas yadi anymore because it was makashit. But I have more of a connection to it than anybody else because I was the one who was makashit. It should revert back to me. Why should it go back to all the other kohanim? He says minayin lekohen shehik tishtei chermo shelo yomar hoel be yodsei kohanim varei yaser tachas yadi teheshali. It should be mine. Vidinhu, and I'll give you a kavah homer. Because Michel Acheiran is okay, that when it comes to Yovel, I get property that other people donated, right? Michel Achmi Lokoshakin, I should get my own property. Why should it go back into the pot? It should come to me. The Talmud Omer therefore comes to teach us, Bahaya Hasada Bitseso Bi Yovel Kodesh Lashem Kistecherim. That in the Yovel, in the field of Yovel, is the same thing as the Stecherim. The Himalam Adam is Stecherim. And what do I learn from a Stecherim to a Stechuzam? It teaches us, and we learn from it, because we are makdish techarmo to steyachuzah shal Yisrael. We make a hekesh of a steycherem to the steyachuzah, and we say my steyachuzah shal Yisrael, just like a steyachuzah of Yisrael, yotze mitachas yado mischalekas lakohanim. It leaves the hands of the kohen who owns it, right? I don't know how the kohen owns it. It leaves the hands of it leaves the hands of the person who was told it and goes to the kohanim. So av steychermo, so to the steycherem, which already was in the hands of the Kohen, when it comes to Yovel, yotzim itachas yado, it leaves the hand of the Kohen who was makdashit, umishalekel achav kohanim, and goes after all the Kohanim. The Kohen can't make that argument. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar, what type of kavachomer is this guy making? He says, what was the kavachomer the guy said? Amar Mar, b'shel acherim ani zocher. He goes, since I'm zocher from other people, I should get my own. I should get this also. He says, me dummy. What's the comparison? Hasam, in the case by the state of Chuza, Hasam Zocha Ba'alma. He's getting a small little portion in the field that's coming from the outside. That's what he's getting. But Hakla, Kashaki Likula. But here, he doesn't want to just get a portion. He wants the whole thing. It'd be a better Kabachomer if he would say, listen, if somebody else's field, I would get a portion. So the field that I owned, that I was marked, I should get a portion of it also. It should go only to that other Mishmar. I should get a portion. But he wants to take the whole thing. What's the comparison? So I'm a Rami Bar Chama Itzrich. No, you need it. You need that Kal V'Chomer. Even though we can be Docha the Kal V'Chomer, I still need it, the Pasuk of Kistei Acherim. In other words, originally we just said that we need the Pasuk to knock off this Kal V'Chomer. Now we say this Kal V'Chomer is ridiculous. We still need the Pasuk. The Pasuk still can teach us something. V'Sakhanayit HaChamina, you have thought, hold the Ksiv, since the Pasuk says this is by a Kohen who's bringing his own Karbanos. It says, V'ish es Kadoshav lo yiyu. And we darshan in a brayson above a kama, the kuptes, to teach us that a kohen a can be makrav his karbanos any times he wants, and he takes the skins and he eats the meats. Doesn't have to give it to the kohani and the mishmar. Not my mishmar. I'm a kohen. I go in and makrav the karban. I can eat it myself. I don't have to give it away. So holuksev ish es kadoshav lo yiyu. It's his. So you would think hanami ki kadoshav damya. So his field should be his as well. So that when he's makrav it, he's basically makrav it to himself. So when it comes to Yovel, he would get it back. The Gemara says, no, me dummy. What's the comparison? Kadoshav la virashuso. The karbonos that he's zocha, they weren't in his rishus, and then he's getting them back. He brought a karbon, he does the work, he gets them mishulchan gavoa. They come to him. Because he did all the work and got by the karbon, he can get it. But hacha virashuso. Here, the sada that he, the stecher, that he was makdish, where does he get it from? It was in his rishus. He gave it to the hekesh, and now what right does he have to it? By the korban, he has a right to it because he did all the work. What right does he have to this field, this cherem field that he was makdish? What right does he have to it? So Ella Amar Rav Nachman Itzrak. Yeah, even though the Kal V'Chomer is still ridiculous, we still need the pasuk. Ho l'ksiv. The pasuk says this is by the Nachla of the Levim. It says Ustei Migrash Areyim Lo Yimacher. Right, you can't sell their sadeh or their migrash. Ki achuzas olam hu lahem. It always belongs to him. So you would have said, Hanami Achuzasohi. So this has the same din as the Achuza, right? The Levi, the pasuk over there says that the Levi can redeem his field immediately, right? From Hekdesh forever. He can always redeem it. So you would think that Hanami Achuzasohi, that this field also that comes to the hands of the Kohen from Yisrael's Cherim should be considered an Achuza. It should be, if it's his Achuza, then he can always redeem it. Therefore, it should never go to the other Kohanim in Yovel. It should stay in Hekish until he redeems it, because he has perpetual right to redeem it. So, right, Kamash Malan, Kamashma achuzaso in, but chermo lo. The pasuk comes to teach us that it's only, right, that a stei cherem is hukdash to stei achuzah. And what's the stei achuzah of Yisrael? It's the did by stei achuzah of Yisrael. The stei achuzah of Yisrael, it goes out on Yovel. So too, the cherem that when the Kohen gets the field via cherem, it goes out. It's hukdash to it. The stei cherem. The field of cherem the Kohen gets is compared to a Yisrael Stei Achuzah, just as the Stei Achuzah leaves where it is on Yovel, so too his cherem field leaves him on Yovel. Sorry, Kamashwan Achuzaso in, right, the Nachla that the Levi got from his Achuzah, that is Negelis L'Olam, but cherem lo, but the Sada that the Kohen got via cherem is not Negelis L'Olam, meaning it goes out from his property to the Kohen, once he matches it, and he doesn't redeem it, when it comes Yovel, it's split up with the rest of the Kohanim. Hajan Lord, Hamokas Ateo, Uslikala, Masekas Erechim, Shkoyach, and Mabukah.